This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Quan, Q-U-A-N, first name Fong, P-H-U-O-N-G. The date of birth, November 25th, 1960. Date of evaluation, May 1st, 2025. The referring physician, Dr. Saqib Hassan, H-A-S-A-N. The chief complaint, 64-year-old female with history of assaults. The HBI. The patient is a 64-year-old female who reports being assaulted on December 27, 2023, period. She was beaten in the head, neck, and arm, period. She had suffered ongoing pain, period. She has had physical therapy, but despite the same, has continued with symptoms, period. The patient was noted to have been struck on the head by a large stick and sustained multiple injuries to the head, cervical, comma, thoracic, and lumbar spine. At the time of the injury, the patient was working as a parking attendant for LAZ Parking, period. She reports constant aching pain located along the right cervical paramidline, right superior trapezius, right interscapular region, period. The pain is typically 6/10, period. Associated symptoms include issues with dexterity, weakness of the right upper extremity, numbness and tingling in the right upper extremity, period. She had undergone a conservative course of therapy, but had continued with symptoms, period. Patient is now felt to require a C4/5, C5/6, and C6/7 anterior cervical discectomy fusion diagnosis, correction, fusion for the diagnosis of G95.20, period. The patient currently denies any chest pain, autopsia or PNC, period. Past medical history includes hypercholesterolemia, next number diabetes type 2, next number anxiety, next number insomnia. Last surgical history include that for ovarian cancer. Medications, it's citalopram 10 milligrams one daily, trazodone 50 milligrams 1 HS, simvastatin 40 milligrams one daily, omeprazole 1 daily, Celebrex 200 milligrams, 1 BID PRN. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, brother had a myocardial infarction, father had issues with kidney, social history, patient denies any history of cigarette, alcohol, or drug use, period. Review of systems, eyes, she has itching and redness, ears, pain, throat, she reports sore throat, neck, there is pain, gastrointestinal, there is heartburn, respiratory, there is cough, genitourinary, patient reports incontinence, musculoskeletal, as for HBI. Psychiatric, patient is under psychiatric care and is receiving medications for same. The physical examination, blood pressure 119/67, pulse 76, respiratory rate 16, height 60.5 inches, weight 139.4 pounds. In general, patient is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress the neck exam reveals tenderness with flexion and rotation. There is paravertebral tenderness noted, period. Data review. ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 64 beats per minute and is otherwise unremarkable. The impression, 64-year-old female's status post assault with subsequent multiple injuries, noted to have history of diabetes, hypercholesterolemia, and insomnia, period. Patient is currently felt to be stable for her procedure, period. Of note, patient had undergone MRI, the most recent of which was July 24, 2024. There was found to be moderate central canal stenosis involving C4-5 and C5-6, period. At C6-7, there is moderate right foraminal stenosis, period. C4-5 is actually rated as severe, period. Formal radiology report reveals C4-5 posterior central disc extrusion / osteophyte with severe central canal stenosis. C5-6, paracentral disc extrusion / osteophyte with moderate to severe canal narrowing. There is moderate to severe right and moderate left foraminal stenosis. C6-7, mild central canal stenosis, moderate right and mid left, and mild left foraminal narrowing. The patient is again felt to have a cervical myeloradiculopathy. Next, number C4-5, severe central canal stenosis. Next, number C5-6, moderate central canal stenosis. Next, number C6-7, moderate right foraminal stenosis. The patient is felt to be medically stable for her procedure. She is cleared for same time. Dr. Wellington Ferguson.